With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. Active burn bans are now in place in 18 counties in Iowa, including Hancock, Cerro Gordo, Floyd, Wright, Butler, and Grundy counties in the broadcast area. No open burning is allowed except in certain circumstances. Violation of a burn ban is a simple misdemeanor. A long stretch of hot and dry weather has left the Mississippi River so low that barge companies are reducing their loads as the shipping costs soar. That comes as Midwest farmers are preparing to harvest crops and send tons of corn and soybeans downriver to New Orleans. The transport restrictions are a headache for barge companies, but even more worrisome for thousands of farmers who have watched drought scorch their fields for much of the summer. Now they will face higher prices to transport what remains of their crops. About 60% of U.S. grain exports are taken by barge down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. The North Iowa, Southern Minnesota Veteran Stand Down will be held Saturday at the North Iowa Fairgrounds in Mason City. This one-day event intended to provide support and resources to veterans and their families. Josh Davison, who is the vice president of the organization, tells Radio On The Go News the Stand Down offers assistance to those who have served in the military and aids homeless veterans in helping them.
Peter Bieber, who's our president, who had been in my position previously, and we had discussed how there was a lot of resources, but you had to send them to 14 different places to get everyone suited. And so we came across the Stand Down, and he had put one in motion. Last year was our first one. We were able to bring in 192 veterans, and we had 30 different events and resources there for everything from housing insecurity, food insecurity, mental health, and addiction issues to finding jobs or just talking to people who can help them navigate the VA system.
Davison says there will be agencies available to aid veterans that may be dealing with housing and clothing insecurities.
So we have a great relationship with an organization called FAVA out of Forest City. They are a great resource for homeless veterans. They help get them housed while they are waiting around to get into the VA HUD-VASH program, which helps with housing also. They just have a little bit longer wait time than FAVA does. So we will have both of those representatives there for someone to talk to. And then we actually have been doing a clothing drive for the last year. So we will have a selection of clothing as well. Well as the DOD truck, which has surplus military items. If you are a veteran with an honorable discharge, you can go back and get a bunch of other stuff from them.
Now, the event is this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the North Iowa Fairgrounds in Mason City. It is open to all veterans. For more information on the North Iowa Southern Minnesota Veteran Stand Down, you can contact Josh Davison. His number, 712-310-0469. Again, 712-310-0469. Officials with Summit Carbon Solutions say that the North Dakota Public Service Commission has granted its petition for reconsideration for Summit's pipeline permit application. To date, Summit's partnered with more than 76% of landowners along the route in North Dakota and has required nearly 90% of the pore space for sequestration. Summit Carbon Solutions wants to construct a carbon capture pipeline across five states, including Iowa. The Iowa Utilities Board's been holding a public hearing on Summit's request for a pipeline permit in Fort Dodge, while Summit plans to refile for a permit in South Dakota, where the state's Public Utilities Commission voted against issuing a permit last week. Saturday, about 6 a.m., Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Department received the report of a single vehicle accident with injuries at the intersection of Highways 18 and 65 just south of Mason City. 38-year-old Anthony Slocum of Charles City was driving a vehicle on a ramp at the interchange when he left the roadway and his vehicle became wedged under the overhead bridge at the top of an embankment. Slocum was transported by the Mason City Fire Medics to Mercy One North Iowa Medical Center for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Today, the Floyd County Board of Supervisors will discuss pay increases for nurses and administrative staff in the Public Health Department, along with inspection appeals and licensing violations. The Floyd County Board of Supervisors meet today at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Charles City. Today, the Franklin County Board of Supervisors will consider approving a resolution that would amend the county's general policies and procedures manual. The Franklin supervisors also discuss employee health insurance proposals. The Franklin County Board of Supervisors meet today, 8:30 a.m. at the courthouse in Hampton. September is National Suicide Prevention Month, a month to remember the lives lost to suicide. The millions of people have struggled with the idea of suicide, and a time to acknowledge the individuals, families, and communities that have been impacted. It's also a time to raise awareness about suicide prevention and share messages of hope. The CDC says nearly 46,000 lives were lost to suicide in 2020 in the U.S. alone. Lacey Schmidt-Monson, a program therapist with Senior Life Solutions at Franklin General Hospital in Hampton, tells Radio On The Go News there are a number of warning signs for suicide.
It could be a loss of interest in activities that they used to enjoy. It's also that feeling they give you that, and through statements of feeling hopeless or that they're worthless. And it could be they start stockpiling things, like I stopped taking my medication. It could be I've been collecting more guns, those kind of things to look out for. You know, maybe they talk about being overwhelmed all the time, especially those kids that are in sports or those athletes. That's a very overwhelming schedule. So if we can learn how to just sit with the icky feelings and know that they're going to pass, I think people are better off. But again, it's that go-get-em culture where we have to be busy at all times or we're not worth anything.
Though social media has its benefits, research from the National Institutes of Health shows that young adults who use social media are three times as likely to suffer from depression, putting a portion of the population at risk for suicidal thoughts and behaviors. Schmidt-Monson says it doesn't hurt to log off if you're feeling depressed or overwhelmed.
It doesn't matter if they're positive messages or sad messages that we get. Either way, they're going to be sad to somebody who's struggling emotionally. And the reason I say that is because we're going to look at pictures of everybody else's perfect life and think, mine will never look like that. But the thing to remember is you're only going to see the happiness on Facebook. You're not going to see people airing their dirty laundry when things are going wrong or when they're being met with difficulty. So it might be better for some to just step away from the social media. For others, please keep in mind that anything that you see, we're only getting one screenshot or a snapshot in time of somebody's life. I guarantee they struggle too.
The CDC says 46% of people who die by suicide had a known mental health condition. A quorum was not present, so no Missouri City Council meeting was held last week. Today, the Missouri City Council will hold public hearings on the city's tree removal ordinance and fireworks ordinance and will consider both items on their first readings. The Missouri Council will receive an update on the city's new well project and will discuss Halloween. The Missouri City Council meets today at 6 p.m. at City Hall. Today, the Iowa Falls City Council will consider approval of a resolution of support and financial commitment for the Main Street program in the city. The Iowa Falls Council will consider on the first reading an ordinance amendment pertaining to no parking zones on Pine Street. The council will consider on the first reading an ordinance amendment by adding a new subsection in regard to parking zones on College Avenue. And the Iowa Falls Council will discuss and consider scheduling a meeting to discuss leaf and brush pickup. The Iowa Falls City Council meets today, 6:30 p.m. at City Hall. Clarksville's Mayor Michael Grantham today will discuss residents living in commercial properties along Main Street. We'll discuss the school speed zone on Superior Street, and we'll discuss alternate parking on Church Street by the school. The Clarksville City Council meets today, 6:30 p.m. at City Hall. Today, the Alden School Board will receive information on the first day student count, which was down by 3 students. The certified enrollment will take place on October 1st. The Alden Board will also discuss whether or not to offer an early retirement program. The Alden School Board meets later today at 6:30 at the elementary school. The West Fork School Board today will consider petitions presented calling for an election and will then consider ordering an election on the issuance of $16,865,000 in general obligation school bonds. The West Fork School Board meets today at 5 p.m. in the band room on the Rockwell campus. Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is Iowa DNR District Forester Joe Herring of Iowa Falls, who will discuss issues facing the area tree population and what the fall colors may look like in the coming weeks. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays during the noon hour on KLMJ, with archive programs available under the News tab at radioonthego.com. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 78, and the low of 41. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.